Hi, and welcome back to another segment of SharePoint Conference Television, powered by Channel 9. We're here today filming from the floor of the conference in beautiful Las Vegas so that we can share with you more of the thought leadership that's happening here. Community is such a huge part of the SharePoint experience, and we have some people here today who are really moving the needle and trying to expand that community, and I'm happy that they've had the time to join us in their busy conference schedule. Could you all introduce yourselves? Wendy, you want to start?
Sure. My name is Wendy Neal, and I work in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, United States, right here in the United States. I am a senior SharePoint consultant for McGladrey, and my specialty is development. I do also like to do a lot of out-of-the-box programming. I like to keep it out of the box when possible. Yeah. But then I've also got in my toolbox, you know, I can whip out Visual Studio if I need to customize solutions for clients.
That's great. That's great. Women in SharePoint.
Yes.
Yes. We love that. How about you?
My name is Jasjeet Chopra, and I'm basically from North India. I used to live here in the States for 4.5 years, did consulting, mainly on the architecture and design side, on the platform. I run my own consulting firm in India at this point, and I've been in SharePoint for more than 9 years now.
That's great. You're an old timer like me, right? 9 years in SharePoint.
I know.
You don't have any gray hair. What's up with that? That's what happens, right?
It's a secret.
It is a secret. So is mine. Then we're on the same,
awesome.
On the same page. That's great. Vlad.
My name is Vlad Cafrunescu. I'm a SharePoint Server MVP, and I'm a SharePoint admin. SharePoint admin and content. So I touch everything except Visual Studio.
Oh, that's great.
As long as you have to open Visual Studio, it's not me anymore.
Exactly.
Now I'm basically the global SharePoint guy at WSP Group. Oh. It's an engineering company, 15,000 employees, and we're starting SharePoint.
Oh.
So it's going to be a really interesting project.
That's exciting. That's really exciting. Yeah. And our guest over there.
Yeah. My name is Brad Shannon. I live in Greenville, South Carolina, here in the States. And I split my time between admin and development work. I started out as a developer, and I've been doing more and more admin work lately. So that's pretty much what I do.
That's great. That's great. Well, I'm really glad that you're all here today, and I'm excited to hear about what's going on with your efforts and with SharePoint-community.net. So, Vlad, do you want to tell us a little bit about kind of the overall vision of it?
Okay, sure. I'll give you a little bit of history before we started it.
Great.
Basically, me and Mark Jones, who is the other co-founder of SharePointCommunity.net, we managed a LinkedIn group that's called SharePoint Community that had 27,000 members.
Right.
So it's pretty big. But LinkedIn got spammy over time, all the job posting, all the recruiters. So we had to really turn on content moderation. We couldn't let people post whatever they wanted.
Right.
And you couldn't chat with people. It was basically sharing links.
Yeah.
And the other communities out there, we had nothing but SharePoint. It was really big, but it was only blog posts. And then you had SPM. It was basically like a forum discussions. But you didn't have an all-in-one community.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we started looking, what could we do more for the SharePoint community? What could we actually like innovate and give something new? And that's when we started SharePointCommunity.net. We have the blog post. You can blog post. We have forums. We have live chat. Yeah, we have a bit of everything, and we have events, almost everything you want.
That's wonderful. So how long has it been since you started?
1 year and about 1 month now.
That's exciting. That's very exciting. And what do you think about this journey you've been on with Vlad?
I think it's been great. I joined them May of last year and started working with the SP chats, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But really been awesome to see it grow from the 2,000 members when I joined to over 5,500 now.
That's
it's just
wonderful.
Been insane.
Well, there's a lot of demand. I mean, we were just talking about before we started taping that, you know, more people come into the SharePoint community every day, right? And for those of us who've been around for a while, sometimes we forget that new people need to understand, well, what is all this about, right? This is such a large product, and there's so many opportunities. So I think the interactive part is important. You were mentioning SP chats. What's that about?
So the SP chats, they had started and done a couple SP chats before I joined. And when I joined, I took over at the SP chats, and I started contacting the people that I knew in the community. We were able to get names like Dux and Joel Olison and Spencer Harbor and Eric Tolley and Asif Romani and lots of very, very big names in the community to come in and have a live chat with our members. So it was kind of a Q&A type style. I would let the speakers introduce themselves, and they would say, you know, what they are focusing on and whatever really really they wanted to talk about. And then they would open it up for questions, and everybody online could post a question, and then we asked them to just post a question and then wait for them to answer the questions. And we went through and went back and forth, and the community did a great job with participating and with, you know, I didn't have to do much moderation at all. I kept my eye on it, made sure we didn't get out of turn or anything like that, but everybody did a great job. All the speakers seemed to really enjoy it, and it went very, very well. And when I joined, we had around 2,000 members, and by the end of SP Chat, the first season, we had over 4,000 members. So
that's
within
amazing.
A matter of months, we had more than doubled our membership, and they had to join the site to be able to chat with us. So that was important for the membership to be able to get in, so you'd have your name and you could chat under your name and things like that. So that was very important. And we've been talking about doing season two, hopefully soon. So we got that we're working on, and hopefully that'll be coming up in the next, I don't know, several months. We haven't decided on a date yet, but that is coming.
That's exciting. You'll have to make sure those of us at SharePoint TV know about that so we can give you a little shout out on Twitter for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. We'd appreciate it.
That would be great. We'll absolutely know about that. But you hit on a key topic there that I think people don't realize sometimes how difficult it can be to build community. You know, but it seems like the new and kind of innovative ways you guys are approaching it is really helping. Wendy, what do you think about the community building aspect?
Oh, I think it's great. And my personal role in the site, I haven't been able to get on the site as much as I would like in the recent months, and partly because I just took a new job and a lot of things are locked down behind a firewall, so I can't even access some of the areas of the site, like the chat, during business hours. And so it really limits my time that I can get on the site. But what I do try to do is promote the content as much as I can. So the blog posts, discussion posts, if somebody's looking for an answer and it hasn't been answered yet, I'll tweet it, or I've got a pretty good Twitter following and LinkedIn following, and mm-hmm. so I'll share on my social networks and try to draw attention to the site. That way people will come and, you know, sign up if they can answer the question. Like Brad was saying, you've got to sign up to be able to contribute. You know, anybody can read the discussions or the blog posts or the content, but you have to sign up if you want to contribute. And so that kind of drives membership as well. I also was one of the people that did one of the SB chats, and Brad did an excellent job of moderating that and organizing that, but I also got to participate in that, and that was a lot of fun because, like they were saying, it wasn't really scripted, or it's not, I'm broadcasting what I want to talk about. It's users are asking you questions, and you're answering their questions in real time, and you can't be selective. I mean, you have to answer their questions. So it's really cool. I think that drew a lot of people in because they were excited, like, oh, I can go and ask, you know, Joel Olson or Jeremy Thake or Mark Anderson or some of the other ones that Brad had mentioned. I can ask them whatever I want.
Exactly.
That's awesome. And so that was a big selling point for the SB chats.
That's huge. That's really huge. And we heard about this in the keynote earlier, and I think it's relevant no matter what day it is that we're a community of collaborators and we have to share, but it's about the real implementation of all of these tools, right? People have real questions, and of course, my core role, I'm in Microsoft IT, so we deal with that every day, right? And it's really, how do you help people get the best value out of it? And I know there's some special perks that you have on the site as well for people who are members.
Yes,
share that with us?
Definitely. We actually have, at this point, quite a lot of member discount only for our members, 50% off on O'Reilly books, so we promote learning. We got 20% on lynda.com. We got 20% on A-Press. So we tried to get more perks as much as possible. I was also behind SharePoint Power earlier, and I'll be relaunching Collaboration Point, and that is, again, will be a member-only perk for SharePoint community members.
Oh, that's great.
And that service, a little bit about that, is basically it allows you to get onto a SharePoint platform very easily. A lot of people don't know how to even sign up on Office 365
right.
and, you know, just get their hands on a SharePoint site, to
yes.
be honest. So I'm working on a foundation-based platform that would be accessible to all to foster learning.
That's wonderful.
And, there has been another thing that we've been trying to do. We've been trying to engage people by running a lot of contests, basically.
Oh, that's
so
great.
We've worked with Vlad a lot, basically. He's helped us get a lot of sponsorship tablets. We've even got conference passes for Amsterdam and SP 360 Live. So I think we've given close to 45 Plural Insight membership to people who worked in this, participated in these contests.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they get to blog about certain topics to win that. So it fosters learning within these contests as well.
Yeah.
And you know, interact with each other.
Yeah.
The whole community.
Oh, that's great. And I think it's really important for, especially those of us who have been around for a while, to really help mentor the next, you know, wave
Absolutely.
Of SharePoint experts. I mean, it's wonderful when some of, you know, the more senior folks get to come out and we share our thought processes and our learnings, but it's really a much broader community than that. And, you know, there's more people with more voices. And to give people a safe place to learn how to do that, how to blog, how to feel comfortable with that is really, that's really important.
I find it funny because we did the stats lately, and about 45% of our members, because when they sign up, we ask them, how good are you with SharePoint? Beginner, intermediate, or expert? About 45% of them, they say they're a beginner.
Beginner.
Yes.
So there's definitely a lot of people that are just learning SharePoint, their company is getting SharePoint, and we have a lot of blog posts about that. We even have lists. Mark Jones, the other co-founder, he loves making lists.
So, I love lists, too.
Loves lists.
That's really great, actually.
We have a list of videos. It has about 1,500 videos, and they're all tagged. So you can actually go beginner videos or SharePoint 2010 beginner videos.
So you're really also showing how people should be doing enterprise content management. At the same time, you're running a community in a very social way. I mean, I think that's a great showcase example of what the technology can really do.
And we have a lot of people in the live chat. That's where most of the activity is. It's really on the live chat because you talk to people about SharePoint and other stuff, but it's mostly around SharePoint, and we have a lot of people that just pop in and are like, hey, I have this problem. Can you help me?
Right.
I used it a lot, too.
Yeah.
Of course.
Absolutely.
I think they all saved me quite a few times when I'm having problems in the enterprise. I'm like, hey, guys, I'm having this problem, and it's like small things that you didn't think of.
Right.
Did you check this button? I'm like, not this. And it's having more minds on the same problem and live. It's not like the TechNet forums. You post there, but you never know. You can't give real feedback.
Right.
Here I'm like, did you check this? Yes, I did. I got this error.
Yeah, and you're also creating a knowledge base. It's searchable. People can find content later. I think that's really important from the community building standpoint also, you know, so that people know that they have more than one reason to come to the portal, right? Don't you find
that
people ask you about it when you're out in the field or when you're talking to people, you know, through the course of your business?
Oh, yeah, they ask me about it. And I try, when I speak at SharePoint Saturdays, I try to also mention it on my speaker slide, you know, go sign up for SharePoint-community.net because, you know, like we've talked about, you can go get information. The real-time chat has been invaluable to me as well because you can get an answer immediately. You're not posting something and waiting and hoping, or even on Twitter, which is kind of, you know, instantaneous, but you're still waiting sometimes.
You still have to follow the thread. It's better to follow the thread now on Twitter, but it's still a little challenging. You know, we've been using the hashtag SBHelp for a long time now.
Right.
But I think that that's a bit of an advanced, you know, skill to make sure you can find that answer.
Right.
And I've
used SBHelp a lot, too. And I've, even the last few times that I've wanted to get help, I'll post to Twitter with SBHelp, but then I'll also go to the SharePointCommunity.net chat, and I can usually get an answer quickly in there. So
that's
I kind
great.
Of benchmarked it. And so it's great. Yeah,
that's
it's
wonderful.
A great place to go to get instant answers to your problems.
Well, and of course, what's great here at the conference, having so many SharePoint professionals together all at one time, we get a chance to meet. You know, I've seen all of you online. I mean, you know, everybody's here, but you get to see people that you don't normally see in your day-to-day. So there's going to be a lunch. There's an event that you're having right here at the conference.
Yeah, we're having an event at 8 p.m. today. At the Bourbon Bar, basically we got a small sponsor that said we're going to help you guys like pay some beers and some finger food to your members.
That's great.
So that's really cool, and we're finally going to get to meet all the members we've been talking to every day online. I have people that, since I'm there almost every day, I've been talking to them for 1 year almost every day, but I never saw them face-to-face.
Exactly. That's so common in this community, too,
right,
because we're all distributed around the world, and, you know, you see things that are happening, and you know what's going on up there, but you don't actually get to meet people.
And this is the first time I've met everybody here. You know, we've all known each other online for over a year, but this is the first time we've met face-to-face was at the conference here.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing. And then there's going to be a luncheon tomorrow, isn't there?
Yeah, but that's mostly for the user group leaders.
Ah, I see.
It's not really for all the user group leaders.
Right.
We're going to have a lunch and talk about how we build the communities, what help you can get, how to find resources.
That's
that
great.
Kind of stuff.
That's great. Well, you know, the SharePoint user community, you know, I built the ones in LA and a lot of the ones in Southern California, and then obviously up in Seattle, I get to go to those. And so, you know, it's amazing how much information there is in the collective community when you talk about those best practices. And the enthusiasm is never ending. So it's a great thing. I really want to thank you all for what you're doing for the community. Microsoft appreciates it. The user communities appreciate it. We know how important it is. So thanks for coming out and joining us today.
All right. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming to another episode of SharePoint Conference Television, powered by Channel 9. You can see these highlights on channel9.msndn.com and see highlights from the entire conference in your room on Channel 3. We're really happy that you're here. Hope you're having a great time. Get busy.